Great. Manny, right?
Manny,
okay.
Right.
Morgan.
Morgan. One of the first thing I brought is this is a Puerto Rican that was a professor at CCSC at the time. It was Central, Connecticut State College.
Mm-hmm.
And he received his doctorate in 1973.
Wow.
Dr. Sierra. So that's what I brought that there. And that's why the picture.
Wow.
So you can see
Dr.
what.
Sierra. That's great. And what is your connection with this?
We served together. Like mm-hmm. He was a volunteer with the Spanish Speaking Center. And I was also a volunteer with the Spanish Speaking Center.
Mm-hmm.
We served together throughout the years. He was always involved with the community.
Wow.
He's actually started the Puerto Rican program at Central.
Oh, wow.
So we was at that time doing that. So.
That's great. And what year was this?
1973.
Okay.
January 1973. That's when he received his doctorate. At
okay.
The time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is the Spanish Speaking Center, that's the one that is, that, did that close?
Yes, that's the one that is closed now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's closed. And I brought this. This is the. It's a Puerto Rican festival that's held here every year.
Okay, yes.
And happened to be the fourth one at the time. As I was looking, I just found this quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find the first one. So this is the name of the people that were working on, at the time.
Wow.
Marta Rodriguez and those. This is the members there.
Yeah.
And I started with them, working with them. To continue to have the Puerto Rican Festival. And practically, this was the fourth to have, you know, having gone through all these years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good accomplishment and everything like that.
Yeah, so, how many years has it been going on?
Okay, now, I got to do a figure. So let me think, it's 1990, this is the fourth. I got to use my calendar.
Oh, you're good.
Let me use this over here. It could be at least 30 years.
Wow. Okay.
30 years of schooling.
That's great. And has the attendance increased at all?
Yes. Well, it goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, depending on who we bring at the guest, you
right.
know, guest star, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I know one year we brought Felix Trinidad, who was the champion boxer at the time. So, you know, we had at least 10,000 people in here, in the street here. So that was good. So, like I said, it goes back and forth. So,
yeah.
Last year was good because we had a salsa singer from, you know, the 60s and the 70s, so that brought a lot of, so, but it's always well concurred.
Yeah.
My biggest, you know, concern with this festival is that we have done it in spite of the problem that mm-hmm. had been placed upon us.
Mm.
We have the, there's always people that complain they want the festival, and I happen to be, been a police commissioner here. Was in Britain since 1992, 93, something like that. So what we always emphasized was that there was never a problem. So they could not say it was a police issue.
Yeah.
Because it was never a problem that the police had to be involved. There was one time where there was a high school kid that was shot in front of the Britain High School, and that was national news and everything. So that happened in the spring. So when we had the festival in the summer, then we had all the news media here. We never had them before, but we had them all here. And we had them all here because they were expecting to see something.
Right.
Violence,
right.
That would show that was some violence. And we were able to talk to the crowds and everything, and it went out without a hitch. So,
wow, that's great.
So we never had a serious problem. And I hope, you know, we hope for that every year.
Right. Right.
Because if it had happened, they probably would have shut it down by now.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? That's all they needed.
Exactly. It
just one reason. We had another time that at the Puerto Rican Day Parade in Hartford, after the parade, there was a shooting. And so they were also expecting something to happen here.
Right. Why are they expecting it?
Because they figured there's something that already happened that they expect that. Or they're looking for something to happen, really, mostly. So
that's so sad.
So they could, put in there.
Right.
Another thing that I brought is back in 1975, I became the second police officer here in Britain.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is my name here.
Awesome.
And I had a, previous to that, they had a problem at a club at that time. It was a Hispanic Puerto Rican club at the time. And there was a fight, there was people injured, there was a lot of media problems there. So when I took the test and I passed the test for the police department, there was a lot of controversy, the newspapers, articles against me and all these other things and everything.
Oh my God.
So there was various groups that got together.
Yep.
I think one of them was like the NAACP and the Spanish-Speaking Center and the club. Because I passed all the tests.
Mm-hmm.
And after I passed all the tests, they sent me the notification that I was disqualified. And so we had to fight for that. Once the investigation started, that they stole my papers, I had passed everything for the test.
Wow.
They had to put me back, even though I was, they put me back a year later, back in the police academy. So it was not it. What I always tell the younger generation and the kids over here is what some of the second generations here had to go through in order to make it a little easier for them.
So all of that happened in prior to 1975?
Prior to 1975.
And then finally in 1975?
I got in the police department.
Wow.
Right. And
and how long did you serve?
4 years I left because the environment was so gross. You're talking about racism in this day. I mean, that was the only officer working on midnight shift that was color.
Wow.
So I decided during your job, which is difficult in itself, I have to endure the inside of in the department.
The racism in the department.
In the department, so. So it was quite tough.
That is
and as
tough.
Soon as I had an opportunity, I left. I left the department.
And what did you do after that?
I went to work for the federal government.
Wow. Good for you. Is that the next?
No, yeah. This is the next thing. I also graduated from the Officers Academy, from the Military Academy. In 1980, Connecticut National Guard Military Academy.
What was the name of that again?
The Connecticut Army National Guard Military Academy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just wanted class of 1980.
Wow.
And I was the undergraduate. No one is glad Hispanic has ever been an undergraduate after.
You were the first?
I was the only one.
Oh my God.
The only one there up to date. That I was the first and I the only one. So, just to show, what some of our history is here, what some of us have contributed, and I show them this. This is my grandkids.
Oh.
Basically, this is what the proclamation that the mayor did for my contributions to the city, the state, and the nation,
So this is just, this sums up a lot of this.
Sums up a lot of that, okay? That's basically what he has done, so.
That's incredible.
I just
Thank you for your contribution. This. Oh my gosh.
Happy to have been able to.
You broke so many barriers.
So many barriers. So many
That's
barriers.
That's so important.
And I was telling some of the guys there, when I started in the police department, any Latino, any Hispanic involved in a crime was referred as Puerto Rican. In the radio, anybody committed a crime, any suspect.
Good to see you.
You know him.
Are you going to the Latino collision?
I don't know.
Yeah, of course. Arnaldo Sierra from Central. He was my Spanish teacher.
Oh, wow.
Central. Yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
So I was... You know, I was telling someone, you know, I always talk to the kids that when I was in the police department, that if any Latino or any Hispanic committed a crime, in the radio they went out, was looking for a Puerto Rican male or Puerto Rican female.
Oh my gosh.
And the paper always referred to as a Puerto Rican male or a Puerto Rican female.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to actually fight to have them change that. Because not everybody was Puerto Rican.
Right. So then to say Latino?
To say Latino, say Hispanic, which was at the time that was what the federal government has listed. Okay. So it took somewhat, there was an article that was really towards the derogatory towards the Hispanic community.
Mm-hmm.
And we started a group to bring the Federal Justice Civil Rights Division, and we met with them in the city and tried to change some of this stuff that was going on.
Wow, Manny. Thank you so much. What is your, so I don't lose all of this important stuff, what was the number that they gave you, or numbers?
Number two.
Thank you, Manny. Wow.
Nice to see you. They want me to stick around here because they give them...
And help yourself to food, too.
Do you have your artifact form?